Well, hello guys. Now, you probably know who this person is, but I don't have a clue and don't want to know. But she comes across to me as a drama queen, and she must be one of those new oversized singers. Hey, I remember Demis Roussos, I think his name was. But I wonder what the pink hair signifies, eh, guys? Of course, the big drama is she's quit. She can't take any more of the disrespect. All she wanted to do was make the world a better place than what she found it. Yeah, is that true? Then give the money back. That's not going to happen, is it? Anyway, apparently she's been sued by 3 ex-dancers for sexual abuse or something like that, I don't know. But if you're built like that, why would you wear something like this? To me, that looks revolting. Who cares what comes out of her mouth? And I've never heard this person sing, and I don't want to. Because nothing coming out of this person's mouth would interest me at all. But of course she hasn't quit, has she? She wants all her fans to say, oh, please don't quit. And she'll say she didn't quit because of her fans. Once again, it's a Femon's fake and false stuff. Principles isn't the Femon's strong suit, especially when there's money around. And take a look at the dancers. They're not your traditional-looking dancers, are they? Well, if they had traditional dancers, it would make her look rather... You can't say that. And what the worrying part is some people, especially young Femons, this is their role model.
Oh, I want to be as oversized as that.
I sure hope they don't hire her and her dancers by the pound. Anyway, guys, it's all to do about nothing. I'll put a link to the news item down below, which I really haven't read at all. Because nothing about this person interests me. She has become just a video filler. Take it easy, fellas. Hey, nice and sunny here today. Won't last.